Lesson: The Gospel in Samaria. Message: We should be witnesses to Jesus Christ's activity on earth. Bible text taken from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 4 to 25. The Gospel in Samaria. Soon after Jesus' resurrection, the persecution of his followers started. Their homes were searched. Both men and women were thrown into jail. Though the apostles remained in Jerusalem, many followers left the city. In their hearts, they treasured Jesus and continued believing in him. Wherever they went, they spoke of the Son of God. Even in this difficult time, the work of God grew. Philip went to the city of Samaria to preach to the Samaritans. It was unusual for Jews to speak to Samaritans because the two groups did not get along. In fact, they hated each other. But the followers of Jesus, including Philip, were different and reached out to all people. Philip told the Samaritans that the promised Messiah had finally arrived and that Jesus brought a wonderful teaching to the people. This good news brought much joy and happiness to the listeners. The group of listeners who followed Philip grew steadily, and he taught and baptized them in the name of Jesus. A man called Simon lived in Samaria. He earned his money as a magician. The people were fascinated by his magic. Simon was proud of his tricks and enjoyed the people's attention. They saw him as an unusual man and said, "This man is a great power of God." When Philip started to teach about Jesus and the kingdom of God, many people believed him. Simon himself also believed, was baptized, and followed Philip. He saw how Philip performed great miracles. Philip healed the sick in the name of Jesus and drove out evil spirits. When the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that many people in Samaria accepted the gospel, they sent John and Peter there. The apostles prayed that the people might receive the Holy Spirit. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Simon watched all this and was completely overwhelmed. He went to the apostles and asked, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I may lay my hands will receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money will perish with you. God's gifts are not for sale. Your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent and ask God to forgive you." Simon immediately knew that he was wrong and said, "Please pray for me, that God will not punish me." A little later, the apostles went back to Jerusalem, preaching in the villages of Samaria along the way. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What does Philip do in preparation for the apostles. He preached and baptized in the name of Jesus. What task do the apostles perform? They dispense the Holy Spirit through prayer and the laying on of hands. Why does Simon's request make Apostle Peter so angry? Simon is concerned with his own power and honor. God's divine power cannot be brought. Have the children repeat. Philip traveled to Samaria to share God's word. We should support God's work with a Christian attitude. Real life application. Explain the following. We compare the activities of the apostles and their helpers today with those in the first time. Today, ministers continue to teach everyone about Jesus and the kingdom of God. Today, there are places where people are treated cruelly or even killed if they are Christians. We should have the desire to support our congregations too. How? Repeat the message. We should be witnesses to Jesus Christ's activity on earth.